This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
It is official. UNC announces installation of lights at Nottingham Field for the 2026 season. We'll get into that. Also, the Bears had their spring game over the weekend. Joining me now, UNC head football coach and one half of Football 52. Great podcast here on KFKA. Ed Lamb joining us. Coach, always great to catch up with you, my friend. It's been too long. What, since last Wednesday?
Very kind of you to give me 50% of the whole podcast. That's big time. Thank you.
Hey, I'm just happy you still allow me to sit in there with you. You're getting good at it. You could probably just take it over, and it could just be called Ed Lamb's Thoughts, man. I mean, seriously, it's a fun podcast.
Anybody who's seen me at a party knows that would just be 45 minutes of silence.
Coach.
I need you.
Well, likewise, my friend. Before I get into the light conversation with you, not that it's not a heavy conversation, but how did the spring football game look this weekend? I know we talked a lot about that leading up to it, of course, but wanted to get some quick thoughts from you.
Number one always has to be just an injury standpoint. You know, that's the first analysis. By the time we get to the spring game, which really for us was just a glorified practice, we've already had 14 of our 15 practices. We've already made the substantial amount of improvement that we would hope to make. And, you know, that final day sometimes just feels like a threat from a risk standpoint, where we could, you know, potentially lose somebody from off-season training or even for the season in the spring game. So, you know, I thought we had to balance a little bit of how much live we did, but then on the other hand, there are a lot of especially young players who haven't appeared in games before that will be appearing in games, and they need a chance to continue to improve every chance they can get. So we had zero injuries, and there was a great atmosphere. I think a lot of the Colorado recruiting is paying dividends with, you know, just even at a spring game, that was by far, by 10 times more people than we've ever had in a spring game in terms of people in the stands. And we had it at 9 a.m., which probably wasn't ideal for some. So it was, I think on all counts, was a really good spring game Saturday.
Well, and Coach, we've talked about that a lot on the podcast too. Just kind of the buzz surrounding this program. And I know you're not anywhere close to where you want to see this program go, but after, you know, taking big time productive steps last season, we get this big announcement about the lights and everything, and then you're telling me, hey, at the spring game early on a Saturday, we're getting a nice little pop from the fans there. It's certainly, I continue to ask this, but you've got to be feeling it throughout the community that there is a lot more talk surrounding this Bears football program than there has been in years, maybe decades at this point.
Sure, yeah, and you and I have talked about, you know, on the podcast and stuff, and even from day one, some of that's been just deliberate and by design. Local recruiting certainly helps that. We've got friends and family that are showing up to practices and games, and that'll happen more and more. But, you know, I think it's exceeded my expectations in terms of people that are showing up and supporting, and even supporting things like this light project, who maybe don't have a familial tie or even know somebody personally that's on the team. But I think there is starting to be an awareness that we're trying to build this in a way that only Greeley could. And I feel the buy-in certainly from my bosses, and the lights are a byproduct of that. But, you know, the community at large.
UNC head football coach Ed Lamb joining us. Now we kind of, you know, once this news kind of hit that lights will in fact be at Nottingham Field, the next question was when. We didn't know for sure, coach, if it was going to be this fall, next fall, how it was going to look, but Let me just say, I mean, things moved pretty quickly once this started to become a reality, and we're going to have lights for next season's home slate. You know, we'll see what all those game times look like, but we're going to see a lot more games, or a lot of games, around that 6 o'clock time frame.
That's huge for us. The players and us, you know, us within the building, on the football roster and the coaching staff, we've been in a little bit of a purgatory with regard to the lights, because we've known the intentions of the administration. We've had, you know, the news that many donors or certain donors have stepped up at specific times and known what those commitments were. And we could feel it coming and felt like it was going to happen. And yet there was no official announcement made, which, you know, I think was a smart thing until it's 100% or as close to that as could be. The university didn't want to make any announcements. And so it was exciting to finally hear that the university was willing to do more than talk about it and fundraise for it, but actually commit to it. And it's going to make a major difference for us in ways on the field, competitively, in recruiting. It's going to make a major difference. The visual product, I feel like on the one hand, I feel like this is not something that would need to be explained. And then on the other hand, I do have people that say, so what do you think lights are going to do for you? And I don't know if they're just trying to make conversation, but I'm like, man, ChatGPT that. You know, like, this is a game changer for this whole community. Yeah. This is, if you own a restaurant, a bar, a hotel, if you're a fan, if you've got kids that want to watch football and you're spending your Saturday during the day at the games, if you're a college student and you want to go to a game, you don't want to go to a noon game that's 89 degrees in the sunshine and on the metal bleachers. I mean, this is a game changer for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, that aspect of it, you and I talked about that too with the students. We all know, hey, students like to go out on Saturday night, and sometimes the idea of going to a game at noon and then what are we going to do after the fact? I don't know. But this lines up to, hey, we're going to the football game. We're going to enjoy that. Most of the time, these students, you know, in college, these 18 to 23, 24-year-olds, their night doesn't begin until like 9 or 10 o'clock. So you lead them up, you get them to go into the game, and then they're out rolling. Like you said, great for restaurants, great for businesses too. Just for the student aspect of it, I think is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk to most of these college students. I mean, the athletes in the athletic department all support each other, and they live pretty rigorous schedules. They don't mind getting up early. But you talk to just a regular kind of standard student on campus about, you know, a noon game and then showing up a couple hours early, maybe for a tailgate or something like that. They're like, really? The crack of noon? I'm like, no way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big difference. It's completely different lifestyles for a good chunk of students. Coach, now, I know this was made very clear by UNC that if this was going to happen, it was going to be possible through, you know, a combination of donors, contributions, corporate sponsorships, things like that, going out and getting extra dollars outside of what the school has. So this was kind of an independent type of project.
Yes, and you know, I took this job knowing that there were challenges and obstacles. I mean, let's be clear, we are the last Division I team with a track around our field and no lights. I mean, there are definitely some areas where we continue to need to play catch up. And one of my, I guess you would call it, pitches for when I was interviewing for the job was, look, I don't mind playing catch up. I've done that before. I think it's fun. I think it's fun to do more with less. But we got to play catch up. And so, you know, when you start to have realities like that where you're the last out of 130 Division I schools to have a certain scenario, I think it is time to step up. And so I'm really glad about that. You know, so part of my job is just to, you know, make do and be grateful for the things that we do have, and we have a lot. And then another part of my job is to at least point a finger in the direction that I think we need to go for sustained success and to be able to reboot and renew goals as we achieve things. And so from that perspective, I'm really happy that the administration came up with a plan in response to just, you know, what initially for me was just an idea, and I didn't want it to be heard as a complaint, and I don't think it was heard as a complaint. I think it was heard as a proposal and an investment opportunity, and I believe that in short time, everybody will know that this was an investment, not a cost.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, for the longest time, we've been asking those questions. Why can't we get that figured out? I know it takes money. I know it's easier said than done. And I think a lot of people in this community, especially the sports fans, were wondering why that wasn't the case. Well, here we are. And, Coach, I know you've been passionate about this, and it's exciting to see, you know, the athletic department, everybody getting behind this and moving forward because, you know, I know you're feeling it. We're seeing it, too. There is a different buzz surrounding UNC specifically on the football side of things. So we're excited for you, Coach.
Well, thanks for all you do to give us some attention and cover what's going on with the program. I feel really excited about the commitment level of the players. And I told the players, hey, as far as our messaging goes, let's keep it humble because everyone's really confident right now. And our messaging is just, hey, we've got a chance to be a pretty good football team. And I think inherent in that statement is we still have work to do.
I can't wait to see it start. You know, I know it's already started with the on the spring football side of things. But now, of course, we'll break for a bit and we'll see what happens as we get closer and closer. Not that far, you know, from that first kickoff of the season, Coach. So can't wait to document that with you, the preseason. You and I are going to, of course, we're going to go through the depth chart, you know, player by player. You know, you love that, I know, and we're going to have that 100% ready to go by the start of the season. But, Coach, we'll look forward to seeing you in here on Wednesday morning, bright and early.
116 days until game one. We're counting them down.
116 days. All right, my friend. We'll look forward to it. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Brady.
All right, there he is, UNC head football coach Ed Lamb. You know, it's a thing. You know, it seems obvious enough. Why don't you have lights? And Coach said it. We're the last Division I school that doesn't have lights. I know, it costs money. $1.6 million. But for some reason, they got donors excited about doing it this year as opposed to all the other years before. And I think it has something to do with that man you just hung up on, Michael.
I mean it.
Yes, you know
I did
what I
not
mean.
Hang
yeah,
up
I didn't
on
say
him.
You hung up on him. I meant that you hung up the phone. Yes, that's what I meant
yes.
to say.
I think he may be low-key, but he's an excitable dude. Mm-hmm. He is a guy that gets people on board.
He's not a guy that talks a lot, even though we do a podcast together. He's not a guy that makes a lot of promises. He's not a guy that can sit in front of a microphone and talk about the problems of the world and college sports, and this is what we're going to do. But when he does feel passionate about something, people tend to listen because he's, you know, when he brings something up, he's very passionate about it. And we love that about UNC head coach Ed Lamb. 12:49 the time. Let's take a quick break here, Michael. We'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up, we've got clip of the day. Yeah, Adam Silver, open your ears, bro. And then the voice of the Colorado Avalanche, Connor McGahee, will join us as well. Keep it here on The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on winning the Colorado High School Coaches Association 2026 Media Award. Hear Coach speak with Bruce Dick, weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.